Now it's time to be educated and entertained by the country's most famous environmental scientist, Joey Bia's research grizzly bears, wolves, and birds of prey. He continues to travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Be ready to be amazed. Here's your host, Joey B.
Hello and welcome to Joey B. Outdoors Science and Nature. Man, do I have the greatest job. I travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Thinking about what nature has to offer. Nor'easter today, I wake up and I'm the morning guy, so it's way before first light. First light breaking. I look outside, it's snowing a little bit, and who comes walking across the path but a groundhog. He was a yearling, checked him out by his size. I didn't check ID, but I just knew him by his size. And I'm going, wait, it's a nor'easter. You should be sleeping somewhere. Then I head over to the studio, glass enclosed, snowing like mad, and I'm looking out the window, and there's a blue jay singing, a cardinal in a tree, a robin on the ground, and I'm going, wait, and just so you folks know, typically when birds, and this has nothing to do with today's show, but it has all to do with Joey B. Outdoors, Science, and Nature, when birds are feeding actively during the beginning of a storm, it just says that they feel the barometric pressure is not going to be great. So maybe the nor'easter is not going to be as great. So maybe when I'm done, I don't have to plow that much. So I just thought I'd share that with you because that's just sort of who we are. It's like any piece of nature, going to share it with you. Well, today's show is about grafting. And grafting is an awesome technique that anyone can do. Grafting is the joining together of two different varieties of plants that have similar traits. That makes sense. The two plants will eventually become one. I now pronounce you man. No, I know. Well, it's stock and scion, actually not man and wife. But anyway, this show is brought to you by Ramsey Outdoor Stores. Whether you shop online or in one of their stores, your experience will successfully gear you up for your next adventure. Go to RamseyOutdoor.com. Now the stock, it's given to the part of the plant that will be used for its roots or its, watch this, root stock. So why a different root system? It may be that that root system is disease resistant. It may have a great vigor, meaning that it's really tough, or the ability to adapt to a specific soil. Because sometimes we plant plants from one region of a country to another, and the soil is not for the plant that you want. Just can't adapt to that soil. Well, if we can maybe put a different rootstock on it that can, then the plant will be successful. The scion, or the top part of the plant, is used because of the type of flower or fruit it produces. Don't worry, I'll get you grafting with a simple project today. You see, at Rutgers University, many moons ago, I used to live in the greenhouses, not literally, but if you were to ask a fellow student, they would probably say that I was in there so much, I probably lived there. I guess that clothesline between the corn stalks was a giveaway. Shh, don't tell anyone. So let's get started on a simple graft, and later I will discuss both vegetable plants and tree grafts to you. Did you know that cactus are part of the succulent family? And most people don't realize that because that's what's going to make this graft so simple. There are thousands of types of succulents. The next time you're at a nursery, a greenhouse, or a florist, take notice of a colorful part of a plant growing on top of a cactus. This is exactly what we're going to do. You see, that top part was a different succulent, and I'm just going to say for now, placed there, but we're going to put it so they grow together. Make a purchase of a similar size cactus and succulent. So choose a succulent that you say, hey, this is cool looking. Maybe it's by color, it's by shape. Try to get them where they're similar in size, and that's key. The materials at home you're going to need are a sharp knife. And when I use talk about knives, we got to talk about safety. My nonna always said, my nonna, by the way, that's the Italian word for grandfather, always said a dull knife cuts twice. So think about this one. You will also need a piece of newspaper underneath the project. Yeah, you want to keep your area clean. Rubbing alcohol, a large rubber band, and work gloves. Because cacti, when you touch them, they hurt, and we don't need a spinectomy into our hands. You see, and I'll give you this story, and I shared it on another adventure. When I was working in a nursery growing up, one that sold plants, not kids, get that one. Anyway, so I'm at Jolie Nursery. I'm in the greenhouse by myself, and we had a mother rabbit ear cactus plant, very, very old. So I'm just walking along, watering, and I back up and I back into this plant. So I am telling you that I am stuck to the plant. The only way I can get myself, and by the way, it was monstrous. It was like 5 feet tall. The only way I can get myself off of it was to take my hand and push myself off of it, which means I now have spines needles in my hand. I got them all over my back. It was not a fun thing. So I'm going to say gloves. Yes, please wear them. First, we're going to use the rubbing alcohol to sterilize the knife blade. Make sure, and alcohol does dry when it's out there, make sure it's dry on a knife. And all you need to do is to wipe it down and shake it before you use the next step. Judge how high you want your plant to be. Cut the top of the cactus off here. Cut it just straight across. You will have the cactus as your stock or root mass. Now cut across the succulent. Take the top half of the succulent and place it on top of the cactus. We want the active growing parts of both plants. I'm babbling here. I'm excited about this one. You want the active part of both plants growing. That's called the cambium, to join and eventually grow together. Take a rubber band, stretch it around the pot that is the cactus or the stock part is growing in, all the way across the top of the succulent. This will put enough pressure on the stock and scion. They will grow together. Let me just say this. It does take a little bit of time, but I am letting you know that when you do this, hey, it's a great family project. And we have many educators around the world that listen to our show. If you're doing this, you could do it in your classroom or your science lab or whatever you're doing. It's a great activity for school. But once again, the only detail is that it's got to be a demo because of you're using dangerous knives, you're using cactus, so, and succulents. And by the way, succulents also have the spines in them as well. Now, key little thing, this will help you with growing any cactus or succulent anyway, but you want to water the plant once. You know, there should be drainage at the bottom. You always want to water a plant, and all plants, until water comes out the bottom, because we want our roots to grow downwards toward a water source. And succulents only need to be watered once per month. So get this guy watered up in your little journal. Write down exactly, you know, when you did the grafting. And then after that, also write down that the same day was watered, and keep track of it that way. When you see active growth on the scion, that's the top part of the plant, the two have become one. I now pronounce it. No. You've got success. That's a great thing. So now let's turn our attention to fruit trees. My grandfather had so many different pear and apple trees growing on the same tree. So I had different varieties on the same tree. That's pretty cool. You can purchase a dwarf apple tree with many different varieties on it, but that's going to take the fun of our grafting. So, by the way, it's a cool thing, but you can easily do this. You can graft, and I'll give you a couple examples, apples and pears, plums, citrus, pretty cool, are very easy to do as well. I went to an old Italian gardener, Mr. Ferracco, to see how he grafted. Some of it was folklore, or not. They would only graft on full moons. My Uncle Frank, big time farmer, would tell me the same thing. I'll come back to Mr. Ferracco in a little bit. So what we're going to do is, it's called a cleft graft, and this is done at the base of the stock. This is done close to the ground, and you're going to join the two varieties together, stock and scion. So you want to choose the scion is the actual type of apple. We'll just use apples for now. The type of apple that you want to start with. You're going to choose the stock that's something that's great root mass-wise for the area of the country that you live in. The stock can be much larger in a cleft graft than our example with the cacti before. The key is to make sure the cambium layers match up. The cleft graft stock and the scion cuts are different than our previous project. You're going to bind the surfaces together, and you could bind them together this way with there is grafting tape, florist tape works. It's an easy way to add many varieties. You see, you want to get this going. Now, once you've got your plant growing and it's growing up, now the next thing is, so what we really have right now is one variety, because we had stock and scion from different varieties. Now they're growing, and the new variety of scion plant is growing up. Now we're going to start to add in bud grafts. And no, it's for those of you that are tailgaters, when I say a bud graft, it doesn't mean that there's going to be beer. I'm just kidding. So bud grafts are much smaller cuts than cleft grafts. Now, Dr. D at Rutgers U, he was always proper and professional in his teachings, but I would always want to bring him in, like farming from my Italian culture. For example, grafting on a full moon. Mr. Ferracco grafted on an apple tree. He already had three types of apples growing on it. So I went over there. He showed me the graft, the bud grafts. He covered the graft. And again, these are small, but he'd put a little bit of mud on it, wrapped it in cheesecloth, and tied it with a string. Not scientific. Yeah, maybe so. But guess what? It was successful. And another little story with Dr. D, I would tell him because we had many fig trees. And fig trees, when they're large, they get wrapped around because I live in a colder climate and fig trees are from a Mediterranean climate. So the smaller trees, and I say smaller, some of them are 5 feet tall. And that would be some of the smaller fig trees. We would actually dig around three sides of the root mass. We'd loosen up all the soil around it, dig a grave, take the fig tree, bend it down, put it underground, put some wood on top of it, put some tar paper on it, and then make a mound of soil and look like a grave. And I am letting you know that because it was warmer under the earth before, like once spring was coming up and we opened the grave up, so to speak, and we opened up and moved the plant up, it was so warm under there that the buds burst. Well, Dr. D told me, he goes, there's no way that this can happen and you don't do this. I go, doctor, we do this every day. Like I was lying to this guy. Like, it's like, what do you, doc, we do this every year. And it kept going on. I says, I'll tell you what. I said, I'll bet you $100 right now. You come to my house, I'll dig it up. If the buds are bursting, you owe me $100. He was quiet. I didn't mean to put him in his place, but he was sort of like ridiculing like what, you know, I had been doing. And again, hey, is it scientific? Maybe not, but guess what? Maybe it is, and it works. Hey, off the track, but you know me in tangents. But just so you know that sometimes we just have to take a look at what other people do because we have learned through thousands of years about farming and probably just about everything. So now, next, let's move to grafting vegetable plants. Specific plants are now available in nurseries that are tomatoes and peppers. There might be some others that are out there right now, but I definitely know tomatoes and peppers. Inspector Dave in his organic garden has experimented with a few of these. A simple tomato graft cut, so let's go there. You cut the stock plant wherever you want it, straight across, boom. Find a cyan tomato plant with the same diameter of the stock. Cut most of the leaves off. Don't pick them off, you don't want to injure it. See, you don't want major transpiration. That's where water loss is going to occur through the leaves. So you take off most of the leaves. Now, put a grafting clip on the stock clamp. And then open the clip up, put the cyan in, and match up the ends. This will allow the cambium layers to grow together. And just so you know, you can purchase all of your grafting supplies online, including cyan. You know, this is amazing. You can say, and there are companies out there that are just selling basically small little branches of cyan plants, of fruit trees and all that. But you might just go to your neighbor who has a different apple tree that you, and you go, wow, I always love that apple. And you could do your own. But hey, if you want to purchase it or some of the materials or the grafting clips, that's obviously some of the materials, you can also do that. I'm also going to let you know that, hey, you can YouTube anything you want to learn. But I always say this, when you go online somewhere, you need to make sure that who you're listening to or who you're watching is an expert in the field. But you can YouTube a number of different types of grafting techniques, especially with the fruit trees. You can see a few now with the vegetables that are out there. And you know something? It's fun. So let's give it a try. Hey, number one, it's inexpensive. It's enjoyable. It's a way to just, I guess, enhance your knowledge about the outdoors, enhance your knowledge about gardening. So until next time, enjoy life's adventures. You can follow all of my adventures online at joeybee.tv. That's joeybee.tv. And a very special thank you to the men and women of our armed forces for keeping us free and for our police and firefighters for keeping us safe. May God bless America. Until next time, this is Joey B. Enjoy life's adventures.